Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters, for the Power Hour of Prayer with Dr. Vernon Hale, presented live by the Council of Time and the Power Hour of Prayer Conference Room. Vernon Hale.
Oh, and what a blessed day of the Lord it is. For, oh Lord, we praise you. Lord Jesus, Yeshua, we praise your holy name. We glorify, we magnify you this Monday morning, May the 11th, 2015. Let's uplift the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, for his name is wonderful. Victory, Choral Ensemble. His name is wonderful. Oh, praise God. Yes, His name is wonderful, Yeshua, our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the one who went to the cross and laid down his life willingly so that we might have life eternally. His name is so wonderful. Amen. And welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer this Monday morning, again, May the 11th of 2015. And we come to praise and worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus. We come to uplift his name before all flesh, for we are not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, lest he be ashamed of us before the Heavenly Father. And so I have my family with me from CLT and Pastor Paul Bagley's side of the room, but the whole brothers and sisters, they're gathering together. The prayer warriors are gathering together. We're going to be going before our Heavenly Father, Jehovah, in the name of our Lord and Savior, in the name of our mediator, in the name of our representative, and his name is Jesus. Amen. And we'll be going up there and up to the kingdom throne in just a moment. But first, a welcome, Ring of Fire Ministries. That's F.E. I don't know if Angie's in the room yet, but I know F.E. is there. And we have Kenny on Blog Talk side. I can't get the words. They're a little twisted at times. Blog Talk side of the room, okay? And here we go on the Shepherds for Jesus. We do have Gypsy in the house, girded for battle, amen. And Widow Wings is in the house. And let's go over to on the Mixler side for the Ring of Fire Ministries, which will be coming on from 10:30 with F.E., the other Mike from Council of Time, and our beloved Angie, also known by as Marked by Heaven. Amen. And we'll be joining you at 10:30 this morning, and we're going to be getting the bread or the manna from heaven. We're going to do a comprehensible Bible study. Amen. So join us for that. And let's go over to CLT. Let me just come back to, I'm sorry about that, family. Ring of Fire Ministries on the Mixler side. We have Shelby Margie's in the house. Believe It in Jesus Christ is in the house. Widow Wings and Council of Time is online. Brother Davey, Gary Waltz, Mayor Bear's in the house. Ruben, and Ring of Fire Ministries, FD, God bless. And Vicki Lang is in the house along with Heather. Amen. God bless everyone. We're going to get busy in just a moment. We're going to be going before our Heavenly Father again in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. In spirit and truth, the scripture does say where two or three are gathered together, and touching and agreeing. And I add, in spirit and in truth, there he is in the midst. Amen. And we have the whole family coming in this morning, ready to give worship and praise unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus. You know, family, yesterday was Mother's Day, and I played the song. And in that song, I'm going to play it again this morning because, or did I leave it on the board? No, I took that particular song off, so I'm going to play this other one here. I told you I can't chew bubblegum and walk at the same time. That's why I'm not texting in the room, as a matter of fact. You know, I'm making sure that I have my I's dotted and my T's crossed this morning, not pushing the wrong buttons, F.E. okay, but I'm going to play yet another song. And this one's even more appropriate. And it's by Shirley Caesar. You see, when the Lord laid down his life, and he rose the third day. He actually, as you family know, Blog Talk out there who don't know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Lord, when he laid down his life on the cross and shedded his blood, he actually literally took your place. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. And this song tells you what it cost, because when Jesus rose the third day, bearing the gift of grace in his hands, Shirley Singer, Wow, Shirley Caesar. I need another cup of coffee here. She sings a New Charge.
My sister's little boy came into the kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper and handed a piece of paper that he had been writing on. And after wiping her hands on her apron, she took the letter in her hands and she read it. And this is what it said. For mowing the yard, $5. And for making up my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, she looked at him standing there expecting, and a thousand memories began to flash through her mind. So she picked up the pen and she turned the letter over. This is what she wrote to that little boy. For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside me, no charm. For the night I sat up with you, thunder, you prayed for you, no charm. The years, there is no charge. When you add it all up, the real cost of my love is no charge. For the night filled with dread and the worries ahead, no charge. For advice and the knowledge and the cost of your college, no charge. For the torn food and clothes, and for wiping your nose, that's no charge, my son. When you add it all up, the real cost of my love is no charge. After that, mom finished talking to the little boy. He looked up at her with great big old tears in his eyes and he said, Mama, I sure do love you. And then he reached out and he got the letter and he turned it over and he wrote in great big words, paid in full. When you add it all up, the real cost of my love is no charge.
Yes, new charge. You know, if you want to bring tears to my eyes when that song plays, I think in terms when our Lord and Savior, he suffered. He was beaten unmercifully. 39 stripes by which we are healed. And then they had him to carry his own cross. And then they nailed him to that cross. And then they pierced him in the side with the spear and the humiliation that he endured prior to all this. And when he rose the third day, bearing the gift of grace in his hands, it was no charge. You want to bring tears to my eyes? Our Lord and Savior laid down his life willingly that we might have life eternally. At no charge. The price was already paid, and it was paid in the blood of our Lord and Savior by which we are saved. Oh, hallelujah. Let's give him the glory. Let's give him the honor. Let's give him the worship or the thanksgiving of which he is so worthy of, family. Amen. Oh boy, let me get myself together. Amen. And I'm just praising him. I'm going to play yet another song of worship, of praise, and thanksgiving by the Victory Chord Ensemble. And then we'll be going into the first prayer of this morning. If you want to call in and offer up prayer, Bible, scripture, whatever the Lord has laid on your heart this morning, a testimony, you can either come to the description here at Blog Talk Radio, and you know, for those that have the link. If not, you can call in by Skype and or 347-989-1268. That is by Skype and or 347-989-1268. Let me get some prayer warriors up here with me this morning. Amen. In the meantime, let's give our Lord and Savior the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship with the Victory Chord Ensemble. Holy, holy, I said holy, Lord God Almighty.
Christians never have to worry. For when things go wrong, maybe they can't get the lawyer on the phone. But you know what they can do? There's a garden.
And while we have the late Reverend James Cleveland singing the song, There's a Beautiful Garden of Prayer, we're reminded that when Jesus stood, he had went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he asked the disciples, won't you pray with me for just 1 hour? But the Lord went into the garden alone, and he petitioned before the Heavenly Father. And at first he said, remove this cup from me. But then our Lord and Savior Jesus, with his love for mankind, said, Father, not my will, but thy will. And we come now to prayer before the Heavenly Father, in spirit and in truth. And we petition the Father, not our will, but his will. And then we have to be careful there, because the Father has a permissive will, but we want and we petition to be in his perfect will. Let us go before the Father right now, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. I am mediator. A direct line of communication to the Father. And Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand before you, your children, and we cry out upon thy holy name, Jehovah. And first we come to you with praise and worship. We thank you. We glorify, we magnify thy holy name, Jehovah. And in the name of Jesus, Father, we come. We able to come boldly, but yet ever so humble. You gave us that authority, Heavenly Father, through thy Son, Jesus, our mediator, our lawyer, our representative. And we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the ministries that are out there, but doing thy perfect will. They're busy about the Father's business, and we thank you. They're reaching the lost, the sick, the hungry. Father, your servants, they're doing your will for your glory, that you might be praised and glorified and magnified before all flesh. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cry out right now that you send thy Holy Spirit throughout the airwaves of all the broadcasts. Oh, hallelujah. And Father, touch hearts. Remove that old stony heart of flesh. And then, Father, fill them with your Holy Spirit. Convict them of their sins and wash and cleanse in the blood of Jesus. And uplift them with thy Holy Spirit from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Let somebody's ears open this morning. Let somebody's eyes open this morning. Let somebody's heart open up and receive what thou saith the Lord this morning. Repent, repent, repent in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that somebody today, through some broadcast, either this broadcast or the Ring of Fire Ministries or the Shepherds of Jesus Ministry, Pastor Scott's Ministry, Pastor Paul Bagley of the Coming Apocalypse, let somebody, Father God, in the name of Jesus, receive what thus saith the Lord, and turn around and receive thy gift. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Right where you are, somebody lift up the name of Jesus. Come on, call his name now. We're standing in his face. How would you act? Call his name, Jesus. I'm ready. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, call his name Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Turn it up for me. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. That's it, because you have relationship calling his name, not because you've been instructed, but because you have relationship. Somebody say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We know where the power is. We know where the power is. We know where the power is. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Yeah, to break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Let's do it together. There is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power.
In the name.
In the name of Jesus.
You raise it now. Say there is power.
There is power.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every
chain. Woo! Break every chain.
And this is the one I love. It says, there's an army rising up. Come on, army of the Lord. There's an army rising.
There's an army, and that army is rising up in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Lift up your voice and say it. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Here we go. Say there is power.
There is power.
Somebody look that thing in the face. I command you to break.
those out there in Blog Talk Radio that may be listening in, or you may catch the archives, or you may be listening in on some kind of device. I'm not technologically inclined. I don't know where all the devices out there, but if you're listening in and you're wondering what is going on, our Lord and Savior Jesus, He's on the move. He's in the saving business. If you're sitting out there and you're confused and you're angry and you're just going through so much turmoil in your life, you've been in a storm, maybe just a little bit too long. the chains are breaking, as Tasha Cobbs is singing. The Lord, He's saving those that reach out and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. He's healing the sick. Oh, yes, and the blinded eyes can see, and the lame are still walking, you know, being able to walk through the power of the Holy Spirit. There's power in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Or as another song with Shirley Caesar, she was telling you yesterday that you can't call on the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus and ever be the same. Once the power of the Holy Spirit gets a hold of you, you're a new creature in Christ. We're going to give you that opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus. If you've been looking for peace, if you've been looking for joy, if you've been looking for mercy, if you have been looking for life everlasting, you're only going to find it in our Lord and Savior Jesus. The Lord Jesus said, no man comes unto the Father but by me. I don't care what anybody else told you. I don't care what Oprah say or anyone else. You can only find the Heavenly Father through the Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus. He is our mediator. Amen. But we're going to give you that opportunity here very shortly to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what it's all about, to let you know that Jesus, He rose the third day. That Jesus, from the Mount of Olives, before He went home, He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. Oh, I believe in my heart that place has already been prepared, and He's about to return. The signs are all about us. All you have to do right now is accept Him as your Lord and personal Savior so that you can get ready to go home. It's almost time to go home, but we have a job to do before He gets here. Are you going to stand up and accept the Lord's call? In the name of Jesus, we're praying that you do. Well, time is short, and we're going to play this song, and then we're going to go into where you can accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus. We ask you this day, while the saints of God in COT chat room, at the Ring of Fire Ministries, as at the Shepherds for Jesus, while we all are praying that you accept the Lord Jesus this hour, make a decision to accept Him. Make a decision to come out of the storm. Thank you.
shining in the stars if I had.
Some would say, Vernon, I'm so far gone. But the Lord is saying, no, you're not. Come home, my child. You see, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You might say that, well, you know, I'm too busy. I'm about trying to get my business together, and I'm running around to and fro. But the scripture says, what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose a soul. What's more important to you? Right now, we're asking you not to join a religion. We're not asking you to change anything. What we're asking you to do is open your eyes and look around you. You hear the pastors, they don't speak. The teachers, they teaching. Telling you that the time is near, that the Lord Jesus is soon to come. And woe be unto those that miss him. But look in the terms that Jesus, he loved you so much. Regardless of who you are, what you've done, or where you at, Jesus laid down his life out of love for you. And it's time that we get our business fixed with him. Time is running out. If you can believe that Jesus is the Son of the Most High and true living God, Jehovah, if you can believe that he went to the cross for your sins, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. If you can believe that he rose the third day, bearing the gift of grace from the Heavenly Father, then why not get your business fixed with Jesus? Why not look to the hills from whence cometh your help and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash and cleanse me in the blood that you shed on Calvary. Jesus, in thy name, oh hallelujah, make me anew. Make me a new creature. Give me a new walk. Give me a new talk. Give me a new mindset. Heavenly Father, in the name of thy Son Jesus. And then toss my sins into the sea of forgetfulness. And then fill me with thy Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. And I, in thy name, Jesus, not my will, Father, but thy will, thy perfect will for thy glory will be done in Jesus' name. And if you said that with your heart, believed, the scripture does tell us that if a man confesses sins with his mouth and believe within his heart, deep within his heart, thou shalt be saved. And now you are a child of the Most High God. And welcome to the family of Jehovah. Of Yeshua, welcome as my brother and or sister in the Lord. And with that, family, I'm going to go to another song because, and then we're going to, at the top of the hour here, we're going to go into a prayer. And if those that want to join in on prayer, offer a prayer, you have a scripture, a word from the Lord, that you have a testimony, please call in at 347-989-1268. Or you can use Skype. Amen. That number again is 347-989-1268. And I'm just looking for another song here because we have come too far. I've come too far. You've come too far to turn back now. So my heart is fixed. I don't know about you, and my mind is made up to do what the Lord says to. Amen. Victory Choir Ensemble.
My mind made up.
yes, I have come too far, and my mind's made up, and my heart is fixed, and I'm just going through. I don't know about you, but I'm going through with our Lord and Savior Jesus. I'm not turning back, and I invite you to stay on course. Amen. And right now, family, first I'm going to say welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer. We will be going before the throne of our Heavenly Father in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus here momentarily. Amen. And again, for those that would like to call in, the number is 347-989-1268 and or Skype. You know, family, over the past week, there's been a few concerns that has hit the body of Christ, and it has been addressed. But I just want to speak to the body of Christ for just a moment, if I may, and I'm going to dedicate this song to you. You know, as you already know, wherever the Lord is, wherever God's work is going on, the enemy is going to be there trying to destroy it. And the most important thing that we need to do is to stay focused and stay on course for the work of our Heavenly Father with love. We don't judge. We certainly don't try to downgrade or downplay. We stay in prayer. Family, we walk in love, in the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus. And we have to stay focused for another reason. Many, many are coming to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And what you don't want them to do is see division, confusion. This is the things that they're trying to escape. And you want to be able to take them by the hand and says, listen, this is the Lord's work. Keep moving forward. Don't worry about what's coming against the church. We were told that these things were going to happen, that we would be laying down our lives even for the namesake of our Lord and Savior Jesus, that the storms would be coming. I'm going to play two songs, and then we're going to go into prayer. But those that come against the body of Christ, all we do is pray for them. As Yolanda Adams was saying, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. I had to learn that the hard way. Amen? So let's stay focused on the kingdom of our Heavenly Father, Jehovah. Let's stay focused on sharing the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, to those who don't know him. And then let the Lord care about the other battle. Amen.
Thank you.
Yolanda Adams and the battle, family, it's not yours. It's the Lord's. Let's take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. And let him handle everything from that point. We have to put our trust in him. We have to rest in his word. If God said it, I absolutely believe it. And we can rest upon it. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. His word cannot fail. The rocks will cry out before our Lord of God's Jehovah, before his word fail, before Jesus' words fail. The rocks will cry out. I don't want no rock crying out for me. What about you? Amen. Wanda Wilson is in the house. God bless you, sister. If you'd like to come on, you're more than welcome. I appreciate it if you did. And you do know the number, I believe. Let me just put it back into the room for you, just in case. And or you can use Skype even. Your Skype will work. But I'm put the number in just in case. And while we're waiting for Wanda to come on, I just have one other message. You heard Mike from around the world. Events are shaping up where there's about to be a riot, a race riot in this land. And this is a subject I normally stay away from, but it's getting to the point where even I have to put in my two cents. And I'm just going to say this. There's no place for hatred. There's no place for racism. There's no place for division in the body of Christ. The body of Christ already know that. But for those out there in Blog Talk Radio, let me share something with you. For those of you who don't know me and can't tell by my voice, according to man's standards, I'm supposed to be African-American. I laugh at that because my family tree is so extensive that if I were to go for an interview or take, you know, have an application and where they ask you your nationality and the last one to check is other, I would be extremely tempted, if not just boldly, go ahead and check other. And reason why I say it that way, because that's man's standard. That's not God's standard. God's standard says if you're a child of the Most High, then you are sisters and brothers to one another. There is no race in the body of Christ. There's only but love. Amen. But for those out there in Black Talk Radio, and I'm going to talk to the black African community, if I may, just for a moment, because I'm 60 plus. Don't make me break out my calculator. But I'm 60 plus. So I've seen the riots that swept through the lands back in the 60s. I know about the anger, the hatred that most of you are going through. And I want you to know that comes from Satan himself. But to my black brothers and sisters, if you will, and I'm African American, so you can't get mad with me. I walk the streets of the city of Philadelphia. And you want to be angry because some white officer shot some black man. But you're not looking at the fact that, with a few exceptions, there are some few exceptions, but you have the ones that were shot were criminals themselves. You yourself would probably have shot that same young man. You're using that platform as an excuse to commit a crime. You're using this platform as an excuse to act out. You're angry, but you don't know why you're angry. I'll tell you why you're angry. You need Jesus. That's the bottom line. But for those of you that's just acting out, stop. I said stop. Then you let those so-called self-appointed leaders, and I'm not calling names, but you let them come in and cause a more confusion, more division, more anger. Don't you understand they are instruments of destruction? I urge you today, Jadon, before it's too late, you can turn it around. Get off the streets. Don't give them no fuel for fire. And then turn to the Lord Jesus. He's the peacemaker. And that's the only place that you're going to find peace. That is the only place that you're going to find justice. It's in the arms and the safety of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I walked the streets of Philadelphia. I used to work in the streets of Philadelphia. And your own hatred is just that, your own hatred. Hatred begets hatred. But Jesus, he begets love, joy, mercy, grace, peace, and everlasting life. Come off them streets. We pray in the name of Jesus that you hear this before it's too late. There's a 1% that seeks to destroy all peoples, black, white, Hispanic, no matter what man's definition is. There's that 1% that's working and operating under the enemy, Satan, that is seeking to destroy you, and you are allowing it to happen. Open your eyes, open your ears, and open your heart to our Lord and Savior Jesus before it's too late. Wanda, if you will, join me on board, please. Ooh, I'm going to play one more song, family, and then we're going into prayer. And church, this is for you. Time, as you know, is so short that we have to get it right. We have to come together as one body, as one, and that's why I love COT. We are a family. We do have that love. We do understand the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. And but for those that still just can't get it right, let me say it this way. James Cleveland put a song out, said, "Get right, church, and let's go home." If you're attacking your brother, and let's go home. If you're sitting out there putting out videos and, you know, get right, church. The Lord Jesus, he's soon to come. So get right, and let's go home.
Church, and let's go home. Mm-hmm. Gotta go home, yeah. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. I'm going home on the morning train, yeah. I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home. Oh, oh. I'm going home on the morning train. Look, children, I'm going home on the morning train. Yes, I am. I'm going home. Yeah. I'm going home on the morning train. Listen, one of these mornings, and it won't be long. You look for me, and I'll be gone now. to heaven just to jump and shout. Nobody there's gonna put me out. Get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes. Walk around heaven and tell the news. I know my robe is gonna bid me welcome. Try that on at the gates of hell. And if you don't believe I've been redeemed, you can follow me down by the Jordan's feet. I'm gonna look up, David, in the heat of the day. And then tune, 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 tune my heart and begin to play. When I get to heaven, gonna jump and shout, Lord. Jump and shout, Lord. Jump and shout, Lord.
Jump and shout,
Lord.
Radio that's running the streets and talking about a race ride, to those that are attacking the body of Christ, you better get right, because it's later than you think. Heavenly Father, in the name of thy Son Jesus, your children, your true children, those that love thy Son Jesus and absolutely love you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we stand before you. Oh, boldly, but yet ever so humble, Father, because you gave us that authority through Jesus, through the blood that he shed on Calvary, Father, through the resurrection. Oh, hallelujah, we praise our holy name, Jehovah. Father, we come to your throne with praise and worship, thanksgiving. Father, we glorify, we magnify your holy name before all flesh. In the name of Jesus, Father, we cry out to you. Your children, they cry out to you. There's so much turmoil in the land. Father, there's so much hatred in the land. Father, we're crying out to you because we know that you're in control, that you have all matters in your hands. Father, we cry out to you because we know that you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Father, we cry out to you. Oh, hallelujah. We know that your word must be fulfilled, so we rest upon you. Father, we cry out to you because we believe. We believe that Jesus, he rose the third day, and with him came grace, mercy, joy, peace, and everlasting life. Father, we cry out to you, and we thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Oh, but Father, we cry out some with heavy hearts. in Jesus' name. There's so much that's taking place. There's those that don't know thy son Jesus yet. And we know that soon and very soon you will commission thy son to go get your children. Father, we cry out to you because we have yet more work to do. In Jesus' name, Father, like in the days of Lot, Lot was asking if I can find just one which is spared the city. Father, we cry out to you. Oh, hallelujah. Let us find that last one that's going to enter into the gates of heaven. Father, we cry out to you. Let us find that last one that will open their ears and hear. Father, we cry out to you. Let us find that last one that will receive the Holy Spirit into their heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we cry out to you. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we know that your word is about to be fulfilled. We're watching every day, every moment. Your word is being fulfilled. And Father, we're trying to let you know. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we're crying out to you. We're petitioning you in Jesus' name. Give us, instill in us that burden for souls that don't know your son yet. In Jesus' name, we cry out. In Jesus' name, Father. Oh, there's so many out there lost and confused. They walk in the streets angry. Most of them don't even know why they're angry, Father. In Jesus' name, but instill in us all that burden to go out there and let them know your son Jesus, he's not on no cross. He rose the third day in Jesus' name. Give us that burden, Lord, to let them know that he is in heaven. He has prepared a place for his children. In Jesus' name, Father, we cry out. We cry out for souls, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let thy word go throughout all the airwaves that is preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus, that is preaching the love of Jesus, that is preaching that he is the ark of safety, that is teaching that he is, oh, hallelujah, the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We cry out, Father, that you send that word through the Holy Spirit throughout the airwaves, touching hearts, changing lives, in Jesus' name, convicting those of their sins. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cry out that the Holy Spirit turn lives around. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we cry out with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our spirit. We lay our all in all before thy throne in Jesus' name. Not our will, but thy will, thy perfect will. Father, be done for thy glory in Jesus' name. Father, we cry out to you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Father, give us that burn, that burning desire to go reach thy children in Jesus' name. But Father, give us the wisdom. Give us the understanding. Oh, Father, give us the ear to hear in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, let thy children move by thy spirit. Oh, in spirit and in truth, in accordance to your word. Father, we cry out to you. And then, Father, we ask that you go throughout the land of Israel. Father God, again, we know your word must be fulfilled. But, Father, touch thy people. Touch their hearts. Take out that old stony heart of flesh. Fill them with thy Holy Spirit. Raise them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to a standard. In Jesus' name. Build a hedge around them. In Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we know your word is about to be fulfilled. Oh, Father God, but we cry out. We cry out for thy children. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we also pray. We put the world leaders before you. In Jesus' name, touch their hearts, touch their minds, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, let them reach out to you. Let them cry out to you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we place them before you. We lay them on the altar, in Jesus' name. We stand proxy for them, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, oh, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, oh, hallelujah. Family, there's only 5 minutes. I lost track of time. There's only 5 minutes left to the broadcast before the Ring of Fire Ministries come on. And let's get Wanda in here. I am so sorry, Wanda. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, no. Don't you ever say that,
yes,
Brother Vernon, I tell you.
Oh, hallelujah.
I want to give a testimony. A praise report.
Yes,
when I came into prayer room last night, Brother Vernon, I was so weak I could hardly, I mean, it was, I had been sick the night before, and I was just, my body was weakened, and I'd either eaten something bad or a virus, something, I don't know what it was, but I know it was bad. And then the Lord said, just press through with praise. Press through yeah. praise. So I was just yeah. praising the Lord, and when you prayed, I want you to know I felt energy come into my being. And, I, of course, I always pray with you. But the Lord strengthened me, I mean, in
Amen.
A tangible, immediate way that I could actually feel. And I just wanted to say God is so real. And he meets
yes.
us where we are. He comes to us. And there is no need bigger than he is. There is no mountain higher than he is. There is no valley so low that he can't come into it. Where do we go? He comes to us. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank God for your obedience to pray and to lift our Lord up high. And I was praying right along there with you. And glory to God. He is he's the meter of us. He is
yes.
our meeting place. He's the tent of meeting, wherever that may be. Hallelujah. And I just
Amen.
Wanted to praise him and glorify his name, Brother Vernon. And that's all I wanted
Please.
To say this morning.
We love you so much, darling. We do. We love you.
Oh, okay.
So you are a powerhouse. You are a powerhouse for our Lord and Savior. And we love you that much, dear. And unfortunately, we have to go. It is time for the Ring
I
of Fire Ministries. And Wanda, you're going to have to come back on and let us know about your broadcasting. You, JCD, and Tatum. Three ladies on fire for our Lord and Savior Jesus. And you don't want to miss them, family. If you missed them this past Saturday, you don't want to miss the Saturday coming up. But right now, let's get ready to go to the Ring of Fire Ministries. And we're going to go out, Wanda. And I already played a couple of songs by Shirley Caesar, but I know you like this one from last night, so I'm going to play it again because
Thank you.
You're the epitome as to how prayer warriors and how the mothers of the church are going to tear down the kingdom of the enemy. Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. Wanda, mm-hmm. thank you so much, dear.
God
bless you.
God bless you, brother. God bless you. Love you so much.
We're going to tear your kingdom down, oh, Lord. Say,
and as always, family, I'm getting ready to get out of here. It is time for the Ring of Fire Ministries with F.E., the other Mike from Council of Time, and Angie, marked by heaven. God bless. Keep looking up, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus. He is on his way. And if the Lord Jesus will tarry, though, and if it's the Heavenly Father's perfect will, I'll join you back in the next program. If not, this is my prayer. I'll see you somewhere around our Father's throne, Jehovah.
I'm gonna be your King.
You've been feeling.
down, down. Oh, you better watch out now, Satan. Oh, the
mother, I'm gonna bring your kingdom
now. Oh, oh, yes, you've been behaving
your kingdom all over this land.
That's all right, Satan.
Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down.
I heard Jesus out on the mount one day said, blessed are they that mourn. You know, this takes my mind back to the clear hills of Carolina. I never will forget that little wooden church that we had there. We didn't have piano, we didn't have nothing but drums. There were times when the saints would just nod their head, they would just pat their feet. I'd like to remind Satan one more time, his time is just about out. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, Satan, 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 we're going.